Up to Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. So we said that Reb Meir holds all of the cases where Isser Chal Isser special, Basachas, Mosif, and Kolel. Okay, we've shown him speak over here, Achronim. Why didn't he want to say it was Reb Yossi? Reb Yossi holds Isser Chal Isser even where it's not Mosif and Kolel like we had before. In any case, Reb Meir we see clearly holds in those cases, and that's all we need for the mission that we have. Those are the cases of Mosif, Kolel, and Basachas. Now the Gemara has another problem. Reb Meir Aliba Deman. Right, who's Reb Meir go according to another problem? I Aliba de Reb Yeshua, Ha'omer Tobit Bar Mitzvah Potter. Right, over here, the Maisa, the guy thought he was doing a mitzvah. Right, Rashi. Reb Meir Aliba Deman. Kolomer Noi de Sober Reb Meir Ihu. Kahagavne Isser Chal Isser. Right, the mayor holds that in all these cases, there's no problem of Isser Chal Isser. So you have all these Isurim. Miuhecha, and therefore you would bring all these separate chatos. Miuhecha de komiskavn ledvar mitzvah, lisa isha, right? It's a mitzvah to marry a woman. Machlokas, why is a mitzvah? Some say it's a mitzvah of kiddushin. And some say the kiddushin is really not a mitzvah. Right? It's just a derech. You want to get married. This is the way to do it. But the real mitzvah is puravu. It's having children. But you can't have children unless you get married. So the mitzvah is puravu. But here, nesu'in, what's it called? Having wrestle relations is for sure part of the mitzvah of having children. So Lamaisa, you intended to do a mitzvah. You wanted to get married. Okay? But Lamaisa, you got married to the wrong kind of woman. You got married to somebody who was over, you were over all these surim, and the kid's going to be a mamzer. So you didn't do a mitzvah. Kamami Rabosav Svirle. Who does he hold like in that respect? Where a person was mechavan to do a mitzvah and he didn't do the mitzvah. Right? Mechavan to do a mitzvah and you did the mitzvah. There, everybody holds you nachai v'chatas. Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer. Right? Niskaven lasos mitzvah, the osa mitzvah. For instance, you had intention with Shabbos and it's Sukkos. And you forgot that it's Shabbos and you wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav and you carry it out into Rosh Hashanah. So you miskaven lasos mitzvah and you did a mitzvah. Because the ma'isa mikra adin is a mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos. Just the Rabbanan prohibit you from doing it. But minat Torah is a mitzvah. So there everybody holds that since you're mechavan to do a mitzvah, that's not called a real shogeg, and the mela, what's it called, it's more of an onus because you're bohol to do the mitzvah and you didn't realize it, and therefore it's closer to onus. It's not a real shogeg. You don't bring a chattas. It's a disser, but you don't bring a chattas for it. But in the case of toh bidvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah, okay, you thought you were going to do a mitzvah and in the end you didn't do the mitzvah. Okay, we'll see 1 second the cases by a bris. So there, what's it called? Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're still potter. Since you were mechavan to a mitzvah, even though in the end you didn't do a mitzvah, you're potter. Rabbi Elezer there holds your chayiv. Since you didn't do a mitzvah in the end, there you should have been more careful. It's called real shogeg and your chayiv achatos.
We once said that Amam there could be the term chayim to.
Yeah, but the Maisa, what's it called? But over here, the Maisa, the that could be that you're Makayimit if you didn't do a Be'isser, only you were a Mamzer who lived with another Mamzeris or something like that. But here, the Maisa Bia is a Maisa Isser completely. So for sure, right, the Maisa Bia isn't a mitzvah. Could be that B'diev, if you have children, you're Makayim, you don't have to Makayim the mitzvah again. But to say that the Maisa Bia is a Maisa Mitzvah, it's a Maisa Isser completely, a Chayav Koris for this Bia. See, we didn't do a Mitzvah by the Bia itself. Could be, but the Eved, even though it came from an Isser, the children, you Yotzi with those children, Purvu. Right, but that's not now. Now, right, not now you didn't do any Mitzvah at the time that you lived with the group. Kaman Meravosa Svirle. Who does he hold the Gabi this? Tobit Var Mitzvah. Because here he intended to do a Mitzvah. He thought he was getting married to the right woman. He got married to the wrong one. Reb Meir b'tovid var mitzvah lo asa mitzvah. In the case of tovid var mitzvah lo asa mitzvah. I alibad Reb Yeshua ha'omer potter m'sach ha'shavas m'perikum lezer demila. Betanya, this is the case in the Mishnah. Betanya ha'osa b'gmora. In the case of the Braisa. Misha hoya lo shnei tikot nokos. He had two children to mal. Echad lomu b'shavas. One, the eighth day fell on Shabbos. Ve'echad lomu b'echad b'shavas. And one was supposed to be on Sunday. So the one that's on Sunday, the time didn't come to do the mitzvah, the bris yet. Mila shalob is mana. And therefore you're not mekayim a mitzvah. and you mixed up the kids, and you mauled the one who was supposed to be mauled on Sunday on Shabbos, and you're mechal Shabbos, because he wasn't docha Shabbos, and you didn't do a mitzvah because it's on the seventh day. So then, v'shochach u'malach shal echad b'shabbos b'shabbos, v'haynu nami tobit var mitzvah, lo asa mitzvah, shadayin lo higiyaz manu, poter Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says you're poter in that case, and Rabbi Lezer says you're chayiv. Even Rabbi Lezer would agree you're poter if you had a kid to be mal on Friday, and a kid to be mal on Shabbos, and you mix them up. And you mal the Shabbos one on Friday, and the Friday one on Shabbos. There you were tobit var mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, because the Friday one, there is a mitzvah on Shabbos, it's now the ninth day. So that is still a mitzvah. So that case, Rabbi Lezer also holds your potter. But in the case where you mouth the Sunday one on Shabbos, where you didn't do a mitzvah, there Rabbi Lezer holds your chayiv achatos, and Rabbi Yeshua says you're still potter. So Mara says,
If you're tovid bar mitzvah, even if you didn't do a mitzvah, you're still potter from a chatos. And our mission says you chayiv chatos.
El aliva de Rabbi Lezer. He holds like Rabbi Lezer. The tovid bar mitzvah, lo asa mitzvah, is chayiv chatos. And therefore our mission says you chayiv chatos. Or Rabbi Meir's cases, all the cases where you chayiv all these chatos. Iboy seima la olam aliva de Rabbi Yeshua. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Ki kom Rabbi Yeshua tovid bar mitzvah potter, hani mile gabi tinokos is manu bo. Rabbi Yeshua hold that Tobit Var Mitzvah, Filu Lo Asa Mitzvah, you're potter from a chatos, if you have a mitzvah that you must do that day. So you're all concerned, right? You're bohul, confused. Yeah, but that doesn't mean confused. Concerned. You're overly concerned with doing it because you know the time is going to go away. Right? So because of the anxious, that's a good word. Right? You're anxious to do it, and therefore it's called an onus. It's not real shogig. It's worse than shogig. Okay? It's better than shogig. Aval hai, kivin de'in zman ubo, there's nothing to be anxious about getting married. Right? L'chora, you don't have to get married today. Get married tomorrow. Right? Right? Low. Right, so therefore, maybe he, even over here, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you chayev achatos, because you weren't anxious because you didn't have to do it that day. You could have done it the next day. Mor says, no, v'hari truma, de'ein z'man u'bohul, u'kapotar. The case of truma, where it's not z'man u'bohul, and still, if you intended to do a mitzvah, even though you didn't do a mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter. Well, I just know, where's that? Hoya ocha b'truma. You were eating truma, the noda shu ben grusha ben chalutza, and you found out you're not a kohen. You're a cholo. You're a ben grusha ben chalutza, right? Somebody told you, he says, oh, I was in your mother's divorce before you were born. What's it called? And then you found out that you're not really a kohen, right? Rabbi Lezer machayiv keren v'chomesh, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Lezer says yechayiv keren v'chomesh, because it's shogeg. Just like any time you ate truma b'shogeg, a zor ate truma b'shogeg, is chayiv, what's it called, keren v'chomesh. He has to pay the truma back, because he was mazik, a real kohen, whose the truma belongs to him, and he has to pay a chomesh for a kapara. And Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter, similar to being potter from a carbon, if it was the shogeg where you thought you were doing a mitzvah, because then it becomes more like an onus, because of the mitzvah. But here it's not bohul, you could eat in the truma the next day. You don't have to eat it then. Mar says, no, it's not true. Itmar Allah, that case is talking about a specific case. Omra beiboy barabai yehocha betruma ber of Pesach haskina. There's mana bo. You want to eat up the truma so you don't have to burn it with the chametz. It's chametz like a truma. And it's erev Pesach. So you're bohul to make sure you eat it, you know, before you come up to burn your chametz and this mana achila is over. Viboy seimach. Okay, what's this? That's what's it called. So that's this case of Rashi. You thought that the mitzvah was the eighth day for this child, and therefore you wanted to take care of it before the day was over. Then, put the two things together. You intended to do a mitzvah, and you were anxious because of the time. So both things together make this not a shogeg, but korav la'onis. You're part of from a chatas, even though you didn't do a mitzvah in the end. But, if you had time to do this mitzvah, even though you're mechavan to do the mitzvah, you had time,
then you're a real shogay, because since you weren't anxious to do the mitzvah, you could have done it the next day or the day after that. We say you should have checked it out first, and then you're a real shogay. Avohacha gabi nesuin, ein zman uboil, dein zman kavu al mitzvah. Now, you don't have a day, you have to get married that day. But havi lo meidach, he should have checked into it before he did it, and that's a real shogeg. Truma ber of Pesach, zman uboil. Shaloti sorit, you shouldn't have to burn it. So you're bohul to eat it, and therefore the truma is mamish like the case of the milah. The boy is saying, now we're going back. Kula masnisim varav meir here. Enochanami. The Mishnah doesn't go according to the mayor. And Viboyseima Biisur Basachas, Valiva de Rab Shimon. The Mishnah goes like Rab Shimon. And it's talking where all the Isurim are chal the Basachas. Right? So where it says Bishlam, we had before, Kula Bashkachas Luda Shavinu Shliach, the Shavu Inu Shliach, Upaga Shliach Bishliach. The sisters made a Shliach, one Shliach, to accept kedushin for them. The shliach will makabel for one, both of them, what's it called, separately, but it could be at the same time. And the brothers made a shliach to be makadish women. So the shliach met the shliach. And the shliach said, these two brothers want to marry these two sisters. So I'm giving you two prutas, one from Reuven to Rachel and one from Shimon to Leah. And at the exact same time, all these Yisurim were chal. The Surim of the brother and the sisters and the, what's it called, all of them. Or Rechal at the exact same time. Zemar says, so that could be why all the Surim except for one. Ela Nido Seichim Eshkachasla. How did they all become a Nida at the same time that the Isur Nida was Chal? Amravam Rav, Bishofos, Mitoch Yigimel Acher Shlosha Asar Lichiyuve Inhu, Mitoch Shneima Asar Lacher Shneima Asar Lichiyuve Inhi. The way Rashi learns, the Girsa Rashi, he has like this. The girls, it was their birthday. It was a birthday present that they got married on this day. On the, they're 12 years old. They had brought two saris, what's it called, and they became gedolos on this day. That was their birthday. And the boys, the two brothers, it was also their birthday, but it was their 13th birthday, and this was their 12th birthday. So the exact same moment, they all became gedolin, what's it called, at the beginning of the day. And that's exactly when the shliach was, and that they all became gedolos. And therefore, the Isser of Nida was chal on both of them, the Isser on the man of living with a Nida, and the Isser on the woman living with a Nida, was chal, what's it called, at the exact same moment. So at the time that they were Makadish, at that moment, they all became liable to the Isser of Nida, and they were Nidos, and they were now gedolos, and they all became married at that same second. So therefore, what's it called, everything was chal, even the need at the same second. Rashi. Iboy say, Makulam asnisim labrab meirhi. Elafilu l'Rab Shimon. Demekel hocha moldi. Dekivan dechalu kulam asachas. Even Rab Shimon, who doesn't hold of Isser chal Isser, but the basachas he does hold. Because then it's not Isser chal al Isser, it's two Isserim coming at the same time. Deshavu inu shneho achim shliach echad laholika sekadushin l'shdeachoyas. The two brothers made one shliach to be makadish, the two sisters, and these two sisters made a shliach makabel the kedushin. The hein also shliach echad the kabel kedushin. Upaga shliach b'shliach. The cholu yachad zel zev zel zev isereishes ish isereishes off achos ish at one moment.
The kedushin is not chal anyway.
Why?
Because they were all mekudash the other one.
No, they weren't mekudash anybody. Then later on, they got mixed up and lived with each other. The kedushin is chal. They married, each one married a sister. Then they got mixed up later and they lived with the wrong sister.
Oh, this is by the time of
Kedushin. Right, this is Kedushin. The Kedushin, so at the moment when the Isurim could be chal, right, all came at the same exact moment. Then they went and lived with them, well, that's the other ones. But the Isur, again, Isur chal has nothing to do when you do over the Isur, has to do when the Isur is chal on you. Ela nidos hechi motzi meshachas lo, bevasachas im Kedushin. E kedushin kidmu the nidos. If the kedushin came before the nidos, so you were chayiv already on the kedushin from the on this iser from the time that they were niskavish. Now that you live with the wrong one, when did that iser? When was that iser chal at the time of kedushin? Hari eishes ish vachos isha ve'eishes ach kidmu the sulo osi nidos v'chayal. Then the nidos can't be chal on it. The nidos kadim, if they were nidos before the kedushin, sulo osi isra achrina v'chayal. Then the other isurim can't be chal. So it has to be that the nida happened at the exact moment of the kedushin. That the men became bar mitzvah on the day of their wedding. Same moment. And they were nidos, the girls were already nidos then. But the nida wasn't chal on them then because they weren't bar mitzvahs, like we said before. It's chal when they become gedol. The Isser Nida was chal on them at the same moment that they became married. On that day, right, the Isuri HaTorah took effect on them. And before that, it didn't take effect because they were ketanim. She becomes bas mitzvah 12. So it had to be that the same day that the girls were 12 years old, the boys were 13 years old. They were born, what's it called, a year apart, on the same day. The boys were born on the first day of Tishrei. It's a little modern thing because you couldn't get married on the first day of Tishrei. But in any case, the boys were born on one day in the year, and a year earlier than the girls. And next year, on the same day, the girls were born. And therefore, on the same day, they're all celebrating their same birthday, except one's 13, and the boys are 13, the girls are 12. U'masru kedushim shiachula yom ha-machris k'sheim nasim gedolim. And the shliach made the kedushin on the day that they'll become a gogol, right? Beginning of that day. You need a day into the 14th year or into the 13th year, which means on their birthday itself. And on the last day of their 11th year, they became a nida, and they continued being a nida through the next day. So they already, the Isser Nida was chal on them at the moment that they became a gedola. Because before that, there's no Isser Nida because they're only ketanos. And therefore, and the kedushin was on the exact moment they married on the condition that they'll be married the moment they become gedola. And therefore, everything was chal at the same time. The afagav shan nidos kodim lo, lo hayu hein asuros le'elu fi she'ena b'chal mitzvos. Even though she was a nida before, she was tamei, but she wasn't asur as a nida because she was a ketana. Velo elu asurim bohem fishen b'nei mitzvah. Same thing. The boys weren't chayiv on nidos, so it happened that everything happened at that moment. Because Rashi didn't want to say that it's talking where they became a nida at the same moment they made the kedushin because he yafshil tzantzin. So they already nidos before, but the iser nida wasn't chal till the moment they made the kedushin when they were gedolim. Nimtzua kedushin v'isur onish nidos chal aleihem kishchosh or Rosh Hashanah sheyol gimel nekevos shayishnas yedal zeschorim shakedushin v'adidos kidmu l'gadlusan utluim v'omdim lochu kishiyigdalu. The tuma is chal on them even before, but the isur isn't chal till they become gedolim. Uveshah achas chalu aleihem, and when they became gedolim, that's when the kedushin was chal. Lahochi nokat shofars. The etzel etzamtzim priestess nido tfisus kedushin the shoachas. If they came and nida exactly the moment of the kedushin, that's difficult to say they came at the exact same time. Elim came kidmu shoachas bekatnusan. So therefore, it's talking where they were a nida from before, but it wasn't relevant because it wasn't osur. It became osur when they became gedolim, and they became married when they became gedolim. That's everything at the same time. Go on. Mafrishin osan. Ivaha ein isha mesaberes biyarishona. Right, Lechora, it's talking in this case where these women had their, this was it, they were 12 years old. So they obviously weren't married before. They were basulos. Right? Now we set it up that it's talking where they were married, the basachas. So Lechora, and why a woman doesn't become pregnant from the first bia. So why are we mafresh them? This is their first bia with their wrong husband. Right? So Lechora, they can't become pregnant anyway. So why do we have to separate them for 3 months? Perhaps they're pregnant. A woman can't get pregnant from the first bia. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravua, Shebalu v'shanu. No, they did it twice. So from the second bia, it could become pregnant. So that's why they have to bring, what's it called? That's why we have to separate her. Mora says, "Ve'elahod etan rebchia harikan tez zayin chatos, talten v'tarten havin." If they did it twice, the chayiv two chatos each one, which is 32, not 16. 4 times 8, not 4 times 4. Mora says, "Lotameich l'rebelezer demechayiv al kol koach v'koach tuv yahavin." Reb Elezer holds that your chayiv al kol bia v'bia a separate chatos, and he holds that not only every ma'isa bia is mechulek, and it's not just a full ma'isa bia, but every part of a ma'isa bia, every extra hanoah is a chiyuv chatos by itself. Bios mechalkos, the ma'isa bia itself, even if you did it behelam echad, you did it in one forgetting, which is the case over here, still you're chayiv not one, but you're chayiv for every ma'isa bia, and every bia has a few ma'isim in it, so you're chayiv for every sub ma'isim. So you have a lot of chatos, right? Ela de bekoach rishon kachoshiv hachinami de bia rishon de kachoshiv. It's talking about the first bia, and even though you did more than that, it's saying the minimum chatos you could have is 16. Okay, so therefore it's no problem. Taka, they had a second bia, and in the same forgetting, and you would be chayiv another chatos for that, but it doesn't count that. It counts only the first one, the minimum. Okay. Rashi, v'tartin v'tartin havyon, toho masnisen k'rebelezer, okmina, we said the mitzvah is k'rebelezer, right? Okminan le'el, v'shaminan le'i domer chayev akol bio bio, v'kamo m'seches krisis. Rebelezer holds bios mechalkos, that even if you did it behele mechad, you have one forgetting, normally you only bring one chatas for all the averas you do in one forgetting. But like you ate a few chatzesim of chaylev in one forgetting, you only bring one chatas. But Rebbe Lezer says, no, bios mechalkos. Every bia is considered a separate thing, and you have to bring a separate chatas for each bia. I'll call the kosher bia. And therefore, Rebbe Lezer holds, not only chay for each bia, you chay for each part of every bia. The common perikot isha, v'hosom hachitanya. Bo aleha chosur, bo aleha chayv akolakos lachos, to Rebbe Lezer. The kiven dishaminen leil Rebbe Lezer, to mechayv ashtei bios. Behelamachas, you chayev two chatos for two bias, even though they were in the same forgetting. Al korchus shemasli nomid v'biachas kamachiyuvin. Even in one bia, every separate maisis is a different thing. The chol koach v'koach hanoshol bia b'fnei atzmahi. Every separate koach in that maisa bia is a separate thing, and chayev chatos for that. U'v'rabbonin hu d'lo mechayev elachas mishum dekulam behelamachas. Rabbonin argue Rebbe Lezer, they say no. That if since behelam echad, it's like eating five kezesim in one helam, you only bring one chatas. And Rebbe Lezer says, no, ma'isa bia is a separate inyan by itself. Eating could be one big eating, but this is not one big ma'isa bia. Each koach of bia is a separate thing. U'b'shtei bias nami lo havi mechayv elechad. The Rabbana would hold, even if you had two bias, you only chayv one chatas. But Rebbe Lezer holds, two bias, you chayv two chatos. So therefore, Rebbe Lezer holds that every ma'isa bia is a separate thing. And therefore, there's no such thing as one ma'isa bia beginning to end. Each part of it is also a ma'isa. Aval I havi yediyah ben koach lekoach, havi mechayev akol chad b'chad. If the person remembered and then forgot again, then even going to Rabbanan, you'd be chayev for every separate ma'isa. Kidishna b'shuas, m'sechus horios. Hoya m'shami shima tahora. The person was having bia with a woman who was tahar, and all of a sudden, v'omra lo nitmesi, I feel I become yenida. So you can't separate immediately. Upirish miyad chayiv. If he separated immediately, since, what's it called, he got enjoyment from separating, right? Because he was still aroused, so he's chayiv for that, for separating. What do you have to do? Wait till you become unaroused, and then separate, so there's no extra hanoah, right? She yitziyosu hanoah lo kibiyosu. Rebbe Lezer d'omer bios mechalkos islay nomi kochos mechalkin. Umas nisen k'Rebbe Lezer okmin nele'el. V'heichi toni Rebbe Chia sheishesrei v'sulo. According to Rebbe Lezer, you'd be chayav on every part of the bia, even if there wasn't a second bia. So it could be 16. So when it says elamai, it's talking about the minimum. The one beginning of one bia is at least 16 chatos. The middle, same thing over here. It's talking where they had a second bia, that's why you have to separate them. If they didn't have a second bia, you wouldn't have to separate them because a woman can't get pregnant from the first bia. But, and then there's no shaila of who the child is. But over here it's talking about that a second bia. It says 16 chatos. If they had two bias, and it goes according to Rebbe Lezer, they should be chayav 32 chatos. Enochanami. But the count is the minimum. Had they been over on one beer, they'd be chayiv 16. They had more, so it's more. But the Mishnah only records the minimum amount, and even according to Rebbe Lesser, that you'd be chayiv, in fact, more, doesn't make a difference. Okay. Yeah, that's, yeah, but that has nothing to do with chatos, yeah.